Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Podcast with Strangers. My name is Mathushin, and I'm your host. And we are here with my amazing producer and technical director, Sheridan Regillo and Max Von Schilling. How are you guys? How was your weekend?
Pretty good. Good morning to you.
Max, you're such a character.
What can I say? I need to wish you a good morning.
Sheridan?
Good morning.
Do you guys want to show our amazing audience our Podcast with Strangers?
Oh my gosh. Well, let me
our
just.
Our Podcast with Strangers sweaters? Yeah, look at Max casually showing
like
it
the
off.
Little.
They were embroidered and stitched by Top Tier Embroidery, and we'll put their information in the bio of this YouTube video, and you can find their information on our Instagram account. Amazing people there. I think it came out beautiful, and on the back, you can see more pictures on our Instagram of how this
There's
looks. It says the definition of Sonder, which is our motto.
Motto.
Is it a motto or is it just a term that we
find? I think it's sort of our guiding principle.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like our motto. I know motto's a little bit more shorter, but it's also like our guiding principle. It's a definition of a word, but
gotcha.
But it's sort of it's the encapsulation of everything we're trying to do.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
In that.
Today we're here on Lakeshore, and we are going to interview some strangers about what experience or time in their life has shaped their entire life, and what point in their life has shaped their life. That's a lot of life. Sheridan, what do you think, what has shaped your life? What moment in time has shaped your life?
I think... Sorry, I was going to clear my throat again, like I do. Okay. I think for me, COVID was a big part, but I also think, like, it came at the time, like, graduating high school. Like, university has been a big switch for me, but I'm not sure if that's because it's university or because of the way COVID has changed things. Do you know what I'm saying?
Max, what moment or experience has shaped your life?
Oh, boy. I mean, I think it's kind of what Shannon was saying, like it's a big switch kind of coming out of high school, and I felt that especially because I took a gap year, and a lot of my friends that I had made over high school went off to different cities to go to school. So that time where it was sort of just me in the city, sort of not on my own, but I was sort of, you know, thrown into things, had to make a year for myself without the guiding principle of school. And sort of figuring that all out was, I think, a very formative period in sort of doing that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to say what one experience in your life has shaped you because there's, like, so many that have shaped you. It's not just one.
What was your formative experience with Ocean?
I would say for me it was losing my mom because a series of unfortunate events followed after which shaped my life, but... Because of that one experience, all those other experiences took place.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, again, it's hard to say what one experience has shaped you, but I feel like that experience for me set up a lot of the other scenarios I was put into in my life. And speaking about things that have shaped your life, today when we're filming this, it's Remembrance Day. And for a lot of men and women, you know, serving... their country was not easy. And, you know, a lot of our veterans go through tough times, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety, and then there's actual physical, you know, setbacks that happen when it comes to serving your country. So I just want to, you know, pay our respects to them and say thank you to all of our veterans and everyone who's serving across Canada and across the world. And it also connects back to, you know, mental health, and I just want to quickly touch on men's health as it is November and it's Men's Health Awareness Month.
November.
And we are taking donations for the Movember campaign, and all that information can be found on our social media and a link in our bio. Anything you donate will help out. Even if it's a dollar, even if it's $5, if it's $20, anything you donate will help out. Every small amount helps. So please head over to our socials, and the links are all there for if you wish to donate to those movements and those campaigns. And with that being said, let's just get some strangers and find out what experiences they've gone through in life. that have shaped them. Max, you seem like you're dozing off.
Sorry, I was just listening to what you said. I kind of, you know, I'm not used to being on camera, so I sort of, I got lost a little.
How do you like it?
It's, I don't know, it's interesting. I get to, I got to play up myself, you know? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're natural, don't worry.
Oh, I thank you.
You're great.
Thank
you. Everyone go check out Max Minutes on Instagram. Max Minutes. Here's a quick clip from last week's episode.
I think I'm very much someone who thinks that your whole life you spend finding yourself, learning more about yourself. And I think there are different eras in your life, and each one of those you have to find yourself. And then a new era will come along and you have to find yourself in that. And I spent the four years of high school, I consider that a bit of an era. And it took a long time to sort of find who I was as high school Max.
Let's get into this week's episode.
How did you do that? Max, you sound like you just spit at the dentist.
All right, everyone. I have my first guest here today, and my first guest's name is...
Graciela.
Graciela. That is such a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Graciela. What's the background?
Although here in Canada, I say Grace because not a lot of people, like a lot of people struggle to say my name.
Her so middle name is common. Grace.
Okay.
There we go. Graciela.
Graciela, yeah.
How are you? How's your day going?
It's great. Great. Just taking the doggy for a walk.
Nice.
Yeah.
Today we're asking our guests a question.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, what experience or moment in your life has shaped your life?
For me, was being in a job that I didn't really enjoy. And then I decided to have the strength to quit and pursue what I wanted. So when I came to Canada, I did that, and that transformed my life completely.
Where did you come from?
I was born in Ecuador, but then I was living in Spain for many, many years.
And what was the job that didn't make you happy?
I used to be a cashier manager, and yeah, like things were going down back then in Spain, I mean financially. And I found myself although I financially fulfilled everything I wanted, I felt empty in my heart. Mm-hmm. I felt like my purpose wasn't met. So I just decided to come to Canada to study English in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But eventually I decided to pursue a career. And
what career was that?
Here I am.
What career are you in
acting.
Right now? You're an actor?
Yes, I am.
That is so cool. Yeah, a creative industry, just like us.
Yes, absolutely.
So that transition from going from Spain to Canada must have been scary. You want to touch base on it a bit?
It wasn't scary at all, because I think it was more scary when I went from Ecuador to Spain. Because in my life, I never imagined to leave my country. Like, we financially, again, we couldn't afford it. Like, we couldn't even think or dream about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then my mom left. She went to Spain. And then 5 months later, she got us with her. Yeah.
Mm, uh-huh. Beautiful. So leaving that job, was it a scary to leave? Because I know when, you know, when you feel financially stable, you don't usually leave, right? So, okay, financially I'm doing good. Let me just stay here. So what was the push that made you go and do it? And was it scary?
Well, at the beginning, yes. I didn't want to leave. Like, my sister kept asking me for 2 years until I made the decision. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I had everything. I never thought I wanted to leave another country and start from the beginning again. So what really pushed me, like gave me the courage, was like not thinking about coming to leave here, just coming to study English for 1 year. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't like it, I had the choice to go back and stay there in Spain, you know.
And how
my job was already done for me.
And how many years have you been here?
10 years.
10 years.
So 10 years.
2011 you came here?
Another winter.
So 2011 you came?
Yes, I
nice.
Did.
Nice.
Yes.
10-year anniversary. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank
it's
you
been
very
a decade.
Yeah.
So do you say money isn't everything?
Sorry?
Money isn't everything? Do you believe in that?
Absolutely not. Money is not everything. But although it'll give you the freedom, you know, money gives you freedom to make choices to... But it's not something that I pursue. I pursue because I did that. That was my purpose in Spain. Like, find everything, like, work hard to get the things that you want in your life. Buy a house, buy a car, have your furniture financially stable, you know? But then that is not mm-hmm. fulfilling.
Was that partially from your parents pressuring you, or yes. was it from you?
My mom.
So how was she disappointed when you said you wanted to, she probably wanted you to be financially stable, and then you were financially stable, and then you chose to leave.
Yes.
Was she kind of like, why are you to stay? Like, it's a good paying job.
I explained what happened, what was going on in my life, and I think she never saw me happy. Mm-hmm. She just wished me luck and gave me God bless.
Oh, that is so sweet. So she's supportive of...
Very supportive. Although, you know, for parents, they always want the best for you. Mm-hmm. And my mom knew that, like, she raised us... believing that if we work hard for something, we can achieve. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it was good.
So it's tradition to always ask my guests. What I've noticed is this question where I say, if someone is in a similar situation where they're stuck in this job that, you know, financially may be rewarding but emotionally is not, uh-huh. what advice would you give them for those who are hesitant to try new things, take a new chance, move on from that job that's not, you know, making them happy?
I think for everybody, it's an individual decision. In my case, I didn't have children, I wasn't married, so for me it was easier in that mm-hmm. in that way, you know. But for people that have the commitment it's my friend. For people that have the commitment, you know, to with a family, with a job, I don't think it's that easy yep. to make that decision. But for me, it would be like just to think deeply into that, because eventually, I don't know, I cannot speak for everybody, but for myself, what happened to myself, I didn't have to think about what I'm losing, but instead of what I have to win, mm-hmm. you know? So that helped me to look forward and past that fear that I felt in my heart of, like, what if I don't make it? What if I, you know? So what can I achieve is a better thought than what can I lose.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah, that gave me the courage.
Graciela, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes. Beautiful. Yes, perfectly.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us. And I know a lot of people are going to relate. And for those who are maybe a little hesitant, maybe this can be their push to follow their dreams and do something that'll make them happy.
Thank you. I hope so. You know, I think that it's, even though you cannot have the money, like the money that you dream, when you live a life that is fulfilling your heart, it's more rewarding than anything that you can financially achieve. Mm-hmm. It's more rewarding.
I think especially for our generation, that's important to understand.
100%. Yes,
100%. I'm still trying to figure that out too. So, beautiful. Thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. No,
thank you. Best luck.
Beautiful. Okay, I did not get a chance to see your name. Your name is?
My name is Mice.
Mice.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that right? Mice?
Mice.
Mice. Yeah. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. What about you?
Great. Today we're asking our guests, what experience or what moment in your life has shaped your life?
I would say meeting my fiancé.
Aww.
Yeah. He has shaped my life in every single aspect. Actually, my mother was diagnosed with a disease ever since I was a year old. Mm-hmm. It was multiple sclerosis.
MS, yes.
MS, yeah. Yep. And this type of disease keeps on getting worse with time. So I grew up independent, I would say. Mm-hmm. And I've lived my life on that basis. I've always been independent. Mm-hmm. And I would say that meeting my fiance made me feel more secure and more more loved. Mm-hmm. I would say he has changed my life.
You seem like you're very much in love.
Yeah, we are in love.
When did he propose?
He proposed a year ago.
A year ago. When's the wedding?
Next year.
Next year. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it, growing up independent, was it harder to let people in? Was it harder to let him into your life and open up?
Yes. Romantically, I would say yes. But I'm a very social person, and I've let many people into my life as friends, of course. And I always set goals for myself and try to make my mother proud.
Mm-hmm.
In college, I ran up for presidency for the student council, and mm-hmm. I got it. And it was very, it wasn't normal for a female to run for president
mm-hmm.
In my country. I'm originally from Jordan,
mm-hmm.
and I was the second female president in the history of my university.
That's
yeah,
good.
And I would say that this experience also changed my life. I challenged many people, many males, I would say. Mm-hmm. They would laugh at my face when I said that I'm running up for president.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that this experience also changed my life. It made me a better person, serving the community, serving the student body made me a better person.
Mm-hmm.
It also developed my leadership skills, and so yeah, I always set goals for myself and tried to make my mother proud of me, and so I've always been that social person who served other people or who tried to make other people's lives better. I think that was what made me more comfortable
mm-hmm.
In my life, and.
Do you think that part of the reason for you loving to serve your community and serve others and making other people happy stems from filling some type of void out of
yes.
the independence
yes,
that you
that
had to grow
up with?
Yes,
that was what I'm trying to say. Yes, yes, definitely, definitely.
So, I'm sure that must not have been easy, because I come from a similar, you know, growing up independent,
yeah.
you try to help so many other people out
yeah.
Because it kind of just fills a void in you, right? Helping other people, seeing other people happy.
Yes.
Is there a point in your life where you kind of just start to realize that you were doing a lot of these things to make other people happy? And was it a good realization, or was it a negative realization?
No. It was a very positive realization. But when I met my fiancé, he started giving that type of love back to me. Mm-hmm. So I felt like the universe is just giving back everything that I put out through my fiancé. So I would say that these two... becoming the president changed my life drastically, but also meeting my fiancé gave me all the love that I put out there and all the support that I gave for my friends and everything good that I did for the society or for the student body generally. So he's the type of person who cares a lot, who loves unconditionally. So I felt like God or the universe rewarded me mm-hmm. for being that person through my fiancé.
Was it difficult to accept the reward that you were given? Were you kind of like against it at first because it's something new?
I wasn't against it. I actually...
Cautious?
I was very cautious. Yes, I was very cautious. But I believed that it's my turn to get all the love back and mm-hmm. to get all the positivity that I put out there for everyone around me.
Reciprocated
so,
back
yes,
to you.
Yes, yes, yes. I've always believed that whatever you put out there is going to come back to you. So once I saw everything that my fiancé started giving me, I believed that, yes, so it's time for me to accept all that love and all that support mm-hmm. that I put out there.
Out of curiosity, while your mom was diagnosed with MS, was your dad there to support you during that time?
Yes, he was there. He was there throughout this journey. But once I turned 20, I finished college and my brother also finished college, my dad got married.
Remarried?
Yeah, he got remarried. He married another... Uh-huh. Another woman, And that's only because he wanted someone to live the rest of his life with. And it was hard. It was difficult, I would say, seeing my father with someone else.
Are you upset with him for not sticking by your mother? Or were you kind of like, I understand where you're coming from?
Honestly, I understood where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I did. Because I know that the situation at home was difficult. And that my mother couldn't fulfill her role as a wife and as a mother. And I completely empathize with her, of course, but I also understand that my dad gave up his a lot of his, I would say,
he gave up
time.
A lot.
He gave up a lot for us, and he made sure that we grew up to become independent people and to be just fine. And then he took this step, and he remarried just when we. When we were independent.
The independence, did it ever get lonely?
Yes, of course.
And how did you deal with that loneliness? Because I know when you're trying to serve so much people, and I'm guessing thousands of students as a student body president, the loneliness, how did you deal with that? Were you someone that constantly needed to be talking to people, around people, or were you more like, you're okay to be left alone with your thoughts?
I would say... So I'm a self-loving person. I learned how to love myself before I gave all the love for people around me and before I received all the love from my fiancé. So I enjoyed solitude. Mm-hmm. I honestly enjoyed the time that I spent with myself. So I learned how to love myself and how to enjoy my time with myself. Mm-hmm. In order to fulfill this loneliness. But at the same time, I had many close friends, many best friends who would always be there, always support me, always be there when I want them to be. And then when I feel like I want to be left alone, I would enjoy my time with myself.
Is loneliness a bad thing? Is being lonely a bad thing? Or do you think that it's okay to be lonely? Sometimes it's good to be lonely.
Yes, it's okay to be lonely. It's good to be lonely because you need to learn how to enjoy your time with yourself and how to love yourself. You wouldn't reach that level unless you be alone, mm-hmm. unless you're alone. You need to be alone in order to realize that you need to love yourself. And if you can't love yourself, you can't love other people around you. And you need to get in touch with yourself because if you're too busy and if you're just giving people out there everything that you have, you're going to lose...
part of you.
Yes, you're going to lose part of you and you're going to disconnect with your soul and with yourself. Mm-hmm. So you need to be lonely in order to realize that you need to love yourself and you need to spend more time with yourself and realize all the feelings, all the thoughts that you have. And you need to actually connect with yourself. So mm-hmm. it can be a positive thing. You can make it positive if you want to. Mm-hmm.
As much as you're trying to fill that void, you have to also understand that, you know, nothing will fill that void except, you know, you may, you know, find things here and there that could fill it. But at the end of the day, it's finding peace with yourself.
Definitely.
To fill that 100%. Void. And I understand where you're coming from because, you know, growing up without a mother... or a father, you know, the independence, very much like you.
Yeah.
Student body president, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Giving back to the community. So I understand where you're coming from. But yeah, I think I'm still trying to navigate that self-love. So what would you say to me and for other people that are still trying to navigate the waters when it comes to learning how to love their self before loving someone else?
So everyone has this void. Mm-hmm. And you have to recognize it first. You have to recognize that you have this void and you need to know what makes you happy and you need to know what helps you enjoy your time. So if you're into singing, for example, just go out there and sing just because it makes you feel happy. If you're into sports, if you're into drawing, if you're into watching movies, just do things that help you enjoy your time and find your passion. Do things that make you happy and... even if you do these things alone, and I would actually encourage you to do these things alone, because you're gonna start loving yourself once you make yourself happy, or you work on making yourself happy.
So learn to love it by yourself, and then would you say let people join in on
yes,
that?
Yes, of course. You're gonna feel much better about it if you love yourself first and then let people join in, and you won't be able to love people if you don't love yourself.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Mace, thank you so much for sitting down with
You're
us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No
thank
problem.
You for having
and
me.
And I am excited to see those wedding pictures.
Oh, for sure.
Like very much in love.
Yeah, we are. Thank you
thank
so much.
Thank you so much for sitting down.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And our final guest for today, and your name is?
Annie.
Nice to meet you, Annie.
Nice
How are
to meet
you?
You too. Good. Good. How are you?
I am good. My name is Matt.
Nice to meet you.
I always forget to introduce myself. They always end up leaving without knowing my name. My name is Matt. That's Max, and that's Sheridan.
Nice to meet you.
Today we're asking our guests, what life experience or what moment in your life has shaped your life?
Ooh, that's a good question. Ooh, you're putting me on the spot here. I don't know. What shaped my life? I would say, so I actually went to law school in the UK. So I kind of like left everything and moved with my partner.
From here to the UK?
From here, yeah.
Okay.
Background. I'm originally from Europe. Like, I was born in Albania, and then I moved here like with my parents when I was a kid, like three. So I went back to Europe. I'm a huge homebody. Like, my entire life, I'm just super close to my family, to the point where, like, I have attachment issues, like, leaving. So I think that was really good for me in terms of just getting away and doing something that, especially because, like, I'm super close to my sisters, everything, they mean everything to me. And for the first time, I was like, no, I have to take this risk and see what happens, because you never know. And I think that was really good in terms of just getting over my own personal fears, learning that you can do things yourself, and understanding that people that are meant to be in your life will be there regardless. I'm super close to my friends too, to the point where I have such anxiety saying no to hanging out with people and disappointing people. So I think that was really good for me too, to just step away and kind of do things for me for the first time in a very long time.
Would you say you're a people pleaser?
100%. 100%.
Is it? Do you know actively as you're saying yes to these plans, even though you can't?
Because I have like severe anxiety, and my anxiety is like at an all-time high when I'm agreeing to things. I'm like, I can't do this, right? So yeah, 100%. I'm a people pleaser, and I just feel like I give everything for the people I care about, and even other people. Like, if I hear a sad story on the news, anything, like, it really affects me. So yeah, I think that was just big to finally be like, no, got to put barriers up, right? Because can't do everything.
Was it hard moving to the UK?
I think it was exciting. I mean, it was hard in terms of like you're leaving everything behind and kind of entering into the unknown. But I recommend it to anyone that's listening to take these kind of risks. And if you are like me, where you feel like sometimes you can't say no and you need a break and all of this, like, yeah, do it for yourself and show yourself that you can do anything, right? Like, you don't, yeah, there's no limits.
What did you learn from being a natural people pleaser, as I am as well? What's something that you've learned that you hold with you as like a piece of advice? Like, although you are a people pleaser,
A reminder is to not push yourself to the extent where you just have completely given up doing anything for yourself anymore, and to the point where you're just overburdened and I think also that allows people to put more expectations on you, is what I find. Like, a lot of my friends would get mad about the silliest thing, like, oh, you canceled on this, right? Or, oh, you're not seeing me 3 times a week. It's like, this is ridiculous, right? And it's because you've kind of allowed that after some time to be like, hey, I'm your go-to, I'll always be there.
Put those boundaries up.
Yeah, you got to put those boundaries up eventually, because it's going to get to the point where you're juggling like 18,000 things and you literally are like crying before you have to see a friend, right? When you might not want to, because you might just need to take some time for yourself. And that's what I really liked about COVID, is as you learn that it's okay, like, put your own health and safety first. Sometimes mental health, right? Like, it's not just physical health. Like, mental health is so important. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that it's getting more recognition now, right? And
stigma's dying down a bit. Yeah.
And it's just such a serious issue, right? Like, get out there, go for runs, you know, like even with work, everything, like find balance because it's so important.
Yeah. In terms of, do you think you found yourself?
Oh, that's a hard question. You're really like, this is really cool. do I think I've found myself? I think I'm getting there. Like, I think I've gotten better at it. I've learned what I like and what I don't like and what does cause me stress, right? And so I think that's important. I think that's getting closer. How about you? I'm sorry, put this back on you.
Me? No, this was actually our topic last week, and we were kind of saying, like, I haven't found myself. I don't think anyone could truly find himself, but they're always discovering new things about themselves, right?
Yeah.
And we had a guest on today who was saying, you know, she was very much a people pleaser as well, but in a sense where she liked to give back and make other people happy to kind of fill voids in her life. And what she said was, you have to learn how to love yourself first before you start loving other people, so that when you are loving other people and showing love to other people and giving back, it's not just for the pure reason of making yourself happy, but it's just because you enjoy doing it. And it's not so much to fill a void, but it's more so just like, you know, you enjoy making other people happy, right?
Yeah, that's really interesting.
I think that's what we're all trying to find out. And I think that's where self-love and, you know, finding yourself. You can never really, I personally think you can't truly 100% find yourself. I think you're constantly, the world is constantly changing. So are you, and so are what you're discovering, right?
That's very true. No, that's 100%.
Yeah. So, thank you so much for sitting down with us and sharing. And how was law school? Was it hard?
Oh, it was interesting. I liked it better than undergrad, that's for sure. But, yeah, studying for the bar right now. So that's fun, too. But
that's cool. You know. I see all those, like, I see this guy on TikTok who's like, a lawyer. And he always, like, you know, has, like, an aesthetic life. Where
that's not my life at all. Mine's, like, chaotic.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if it's true. He's like, he wakes up, has a full meal, and exercises, and goes out with his friends. And is it a facade? Is it stressful? Is it hard?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, doing, like, that's what I mean. Like, this is my first time going on, like, a proper run in 3 months. Because I'm like, you know what? This gives me some sort of, you know, stress relief, so gotta just do it.
Yeah.
And I get to run into people like you guys, which is awesome. This is great.
Turning strangers into friends.
Yeah, no,
Annie,
that's exciting.
Thank you so much for sitting down and being our last.
I got you.
Perfect. I mean,
but there's a limit, right?
Yeah. Yes, don't worry. I'm not gonna hit you up on a daily basis.
No, I'm messing.
Anyways, thank you so much for sitting down with us,
so
Annie.
Much,
thank
Matt.
You. And that is the end of our 6th episode of Podcast with Strangers. You guys, we're on episode six.
We're on episode six.
That's crazy.
That's really cool.
That is crazy.
They grow up so fast.
Yep, we grew up so fast. Thank you for 500 followers on Instagram. That's crazy.
Hey, wow, I didn't even realize we got to that. That's a milestone.
Yeah,
Jeez Louise.
We're growing. We're expanding. We're getting big. We're growing large.
And I think, as always, just thank you, everyone, for the support. People who have been here since 2 followers and people who have been here since 500 or more.
I mean, I was the 2nd follower, so.
Okay.
Who's
third?
Anyway, I think it just goes without saying that we really appreciate the support, any and all of it, whether it's with the little things we have going on or just follows. And I know you might hear it from us a lot, or you might not hear it from us at all. So thank you.
We love you is basically what we're trying to say.
It's always appreciated.
Christmas is around the corner, guys, so we're gonna have a lot of stuff planned and in store for Podcasts with Strangers. Right now we have Podcasts with Strangers. We have Podcasts with Strangers-ish, which we will be dropping some new episodes of that. We have Max Minute, and we have Cass's Corner. So 4 different things that you can check out and enjoy while you're studying and doing chores or
getting through exam season.
Doing homework or
washing the dishes.
Washing, you know, the dishes.
It's a very strange.
So
quite the list.
Yep, and there's probably more. You know what? We'll upload a list of when you
should be.
Listening.
Yeah, yeah.
When
that's
you should
a
listen.
Really good marketing.
Let's
do it.
Hey.
Get sponsored by, like, Down, what is it called? Like, Dawn Soap?
Yeah. Dawn Soap. Okay. I hope if they do sponsor us, we get, like, a duck that we can clean. You know?
Oh, my God. Podcast with Strangers Duck? What would we name him? Or her?
Max.
No.
That would be too confusing. Oh. Because then you'd be like, Max, come do Max's Minute. And I would be like, oh, me. And they'd be like, no, the duck.
The duck would come. Quack, quack.
The duck would usurp me.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Podcast with Strangers. Make sure to like and subscribe. Follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you're listening on Spirit Live, hey guys.
Hi. And make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Twitter. Twitter. That is all for today.
We'll see you next week.
We will see you next week.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, people. And happy Thanksgiving for those who are listening in the United States.
Yes. Thank you.